This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so we'll get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Gene's in Osterville.
Gene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I have a few questions.
Sure.
And I did do four applications of Love Your Soil and Magi-Cal on my lawn.
Okay.
And the lawn never looked better. It's in pretty good shape. I did a fifth application of yesterday of Winter Survival by Jonathan Green.
Perfect.
And I'm wondering, I know you said 10-10-10 to put on the lawn, but this is 10-0-20.
Yeah, no, so 10-10-10, you don't need to put that on the lawn. What you have right now is perfect. The potassium at the end of this is an all-around, so you don't want to put too much nitrogen or phosphorus at this point to push the new growth, et cetera. We're looking to just feed the root system here. So the 10-0-20 is perfect for everything that you're looking for. So you did exactly the right thing.
So sometime the end of November, would I put down another application of 10-0 of the winterizer?
I wouldn't put down another one at this point. I would just keep it. I would definitely just keep it. This is the last one because 6 weeks from now is going to be about December 1st, right? And I think that I wouldn't go any further than that.
I mean, we have very mild winters, as you know, on the Cape.
Yeah.
And we don't usually get, it doesn't really get super cold. It's usually stays in the 40s and 50s.
Yeah, I'm just concerned more of the just doing too much too late. I think the five applications is where to go. I don't think a sixth application is necessary because at that point it's going to be pretty close to the ground freezing for you, but it's not going to be completely frozen. But the idea is at that point it's storing right now. With the temperatures dropping, even dropping from the 70s to the 60s, and then the 60s to the 50s, it slows everything down. So it's definitely something I would not put a sixth application. I would just leave it be at this point.
And how about the Magi-Cal and the Love Your Soil?
Nope, you've done enough with those. I wouldn't do any more this season as well. I would let it be.
And when can I start using the Magi-Cal and the Love Your Soil in the spring?
As soon as the ground thaws.
Yeah, our ground is, at least where I am, it's not really frozen.
Yeah, so I would wait until the end of March to allow the ground to just be ready and saturated for you. I think that is, I think it makes the most sense to wait in the spring and do it closer to April.
Okay, and the holly cone. My hydrangea did not do well from last winter's freeze, and I put down the holly cone around them. But do I scratch that into the ground or just leave it on top of the soil?
So you want to scratch it into the ground and then water it in. Okay, so you definitely want to water it in, make sure it gets into the ground like that. The other thing I would suggest is first thing in the spring, as the ground is ready, so probably end of March, beginning of April again, I want you to use a superphosphate on the hydrangeas. That superphosphate's really going to help push the root development, et cetera, and I think it will be beneficial for you. So I would definitely look at doing that.
And who puts superphosphate?
I'm sorry, you're hitting the buttons on your phone. I couldn't hear what you were saying.
Who puts out the superphosphate?
So you can find a superphosphate from Espoma has a triple phosphate, high yield, which is a also VPG. It's a yellow and red bag. They would have a superphosphate. And then I've seen one in the bigger bag. The brand is Howard Johnson, like the old hotel chain there. But it's Howard Johnson right now for the real big bags that I've seen.
All right. And you said to put down like a half a cup around each one.
Yeah, you're not putting a lot down because it does go a long way. So I think I definitely, that's what I would look at doing, probably half a cup.
Okay. And the last question is overseeding. You talked about that a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
And I have lots of trees. I get moss. And I'd like to oversee. The lawn looks good, but I still would like to oversee. What are the steps? What's the process? Can I just put it on top of the grass and the soil, or do I need to rake it in? Or how does it go?
Soil. So the seed will get needs to have soil contact on the lawn. All right, so in the on the ground below it. So when you are overseeding, it's best to mow the lawn at about a half an inch, right? So a low setting, because what that does is allows the grass seed to get in there and get better soil contact. It's also going to open up the areas where so you can see the soil a little bit easier. And what you'd want to do, so after you cut it, then you would put down a starter fertilizer. If you have, I mean, you just put that winterizer down. I wouldn't put the starter fertilizer down. So forget I just said that. And then I would put the seed down, unless you're adding more soil. So if you want to add more soil to those areas, put some soil down, light coating, and then you would put the seed on top of it.
And I also, is it the Blue Pacific Juniper?
Yep.
I put several down that had died off the year before. They remained very small, and several did not get enough water in July. So part of them is like burned off or brown. Will they come back, or do I need to plant them again? And is this the time to be planting them?
Well, you could definitely help. You could definitely plant more now. That would be no problem. But any of the brown that's on there, it's not going to come back. So you're definitely going to need to remove the brown so it doesn't, so the plant can refocus its energy. It needs to take its energy back to the rest of the plant. And right now it's focusing on trying to, help that area that's sick. So you're trying to refocus that. And then, you know, you can replant now. It's a great time because they're focusing on the root system. So it's definitely good.
I can't get enough water. This is on a hill.
Yep.
I can't get enough water on it. So hopefully enough rain will keep it sustained.
Yeah, so what I would look at in the spring is there's a product out there called Hydratain.
Yeah.
And that product, Hydratain, can be sprayed in a liquid form. And what it does is it helps keep the moisture where it needs to be. It also helps pull moisture out of the air based on what it is. Like, you know, when we have the humidity, it will pull it into the ground to help keep them watered. All right, so it's definitely something I would be looking at to use in the spring. And it can be used on the lawn, it can be used on the garden, it can be used all over. So it's not just one place only. It would be able to be done throughout those planting beds.
And that I can put down, even though I'm fertilizing and putting Magical and all of that.
Yeah, it's something completely different. It's not a fertilizer by any means. It's really just keep helping you with the moisture. So that can be put down at any time. I'd wait till spring.
Wait till spring. Don't do it now.
Yeah, no, because this is something that will stay on throughout the season. And what you're doing is it's helping to establish a watering routine, even with water.
Okay.
You know, so I think it's definitely worth doing in the spring. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. Always so helpful.
Thanks, Jean. You have a great rest of your day.
And you as well. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. We'll be back in a few.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, we should definitely be thinking about taking care of our plants for the winter, right? When I say that, I mean just fertilizing right now. Continuing to water until the ground freezes, especially plants that you have planted this year, right? I know in a number of areas it's been a lot of rain. But in those areas that haven't, we want to make sure that our plants are saturated until the ground freezes. Watering at this time of year is one of the most important times for your plant. Okay, so you need to take a look at doing that. And it might be, you might be looking at it and saying, well, I just had the sprinkler system blown out for the year. Well, our plants are still going to need water if Mother Nature is not giving us anything, right? So the new plants that you've put in need to be soaked a couple times a week still in order to keep them fresh and keep them going into those winter months. So continue to water until the ground freezes on a lot of your new plants that you've planted this year. Okay? So continue to do it till the end of the year. Any plant, like a shrub or a tree that you've planted this fall, I don't want you to put the holly tone or the plant tone or the tree tone in for this year. So say you've done it in the past 6 weeks, 4 or 6 weeks, maybe even longer than that. Excuse me, even into the summer months. I don't want you to use the holly tone or the plant tone because it doesn't have the established root system yet completely, especially if you've just planted. If you've just planted, you should have used the biotone starter fertilizer, right? But if you just planted, holly tone is not what the plant's looking for. It's looking for something for its root system, and that's where the biotone comes in, right? Although, you know, plant tone, holly tone does have some of the biotone microbes in it. It just doesn't have everything that the biotone starter plus has. So new plantings for the past 6, 8, 10 weeks, do not use the plant tone, holly tone, or tree tone, okay? We don't want to use those. It's not beneficial for the plant. You could use the biotone, again, if you wanted to give it a little bit, just a light. But if you already used the biotone when you started the plant, don't fertilize again until next season. You want the root system to really establish itself and start moving around in the soil, okay? Now, we do have a call on the line. I want to get them right on. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Richard's in Canton.
Richard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a couple of quick questions.
Sure.
And I'm not sure if you've already answered these earlier this morning, but nevertheless, question is around shrubs, in particular azaleas, and shrubs of that nature. Can I fertilize them at this point, or is it too early or too late? These are all well-established and older azaleas and plants of that nature.
Yep, this is the perfect time to fertilize. So I want you to fertilize now.
Okay.
Okay, so...
And that, is that...
Go ahead.
Is that pretty much at the half rates that you've talked about
in
the past?
Yes. Yep, half the rate. Okay. Half the rate this time of year. Okay, so
and
you definitely want to do that.
What about roses?
Roses at this point, you kind of can just kind of let them go. They don't necessarily need, the fall, fertilizer at this point. They kind of, the last time was more like September. It was during really the growing season. You don't need to do it, in the fall, in late winter, like this. You don't need to do that.
Okay, can I hold on for one more question?
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, definitely hang tight for me. We're going to take a break for everybody else. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack. Which spin is that? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
USA News Update. Humanitarian aid has finally reached Gaza. The aid convoy of 20 trucks that finally entered the Gaza Strip on Saturday was supposed to be filled with medicines, medical supplies, and a limited quantity of canned food, according to the Hamas-controlled government media office, before the Rafah crossing was briefly opened to allow the convoy in. GEICO is cutting its total workforce by 6% as it lays off roughly 2,000 employees.
CEO Todd Combs wrote in a letter that that decision was not taken lightly, and he hopes that move puts the company in a better position for long-term profitability and growth. The letter also said those employees working remote and hybrid roles will now be required to increase days in office. I'm Corey Myers.
Oklahoma's Republican Congressman Kevin Hern has changed his mind and says he's now running for Speaker of the House. Lawmakers will return to Capitol Hill on Monday. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Richard, and he wanted to hang tight for a little bit more. So I know you had some more to discuss, Richard.
Yeah, Patrick. In, I think it was on your program last week, if not certainly the week before, you suggested that, or you mentioned that it would be a good idea to leave the root systems from vegetables in the vegetable garden in the fall because of the nutrients that would be returned to the soil in the overwintering period. My question is, does the same thing apply to a flower garden? I've got a stand, I have a stand of a stand of flowers that really are at the point where the, I need to remove them. And I was thinking that maybe if I just cut the top growth off and left the root system in, that that might be beneficial to the soil.
I think that would actually be beneficial. I mean, the plan is to replant there in the spring. So I would definitely say do the same thing. Because, the reason why I discussed this, you fertilize these plants all season. You grow their roots extensively. The fibrous hairs there, the micronutrients have all been are into those plants right now. If you rip those up, you're ripping up the microbes. You're ripping up all the nutrients that you did. By leaving them there, you're keeping them in the soil. So when you go to plant, you're also creating like an organic matter in it. You're also, those microbes are already there, so you're starting ahead of the game versus, fresh again each year.
Mm-hmm.
So I would,
okay.
I highly recommend doing that.
Okay, my last question is, I have two potted azaleas, and they're at the point, I'm not going to put them in the ground in the fall because I haven't decided on a location.
Yep.
But what I was, because of the growth in the pots, what I'm thinking of doing is transferring them to larger pots,
okay,
which I think that they probably need. Can I do that now, or is it advisable to wait until the spring? And the second part of that question is, when I overwinter those two azaleas, should I leave them outside in a protected area or put them in a garage?
So I would, you can definitely put them in a bigger pot right now if you wanted to. It's only going to help protect the root system, especially if you leave them outside, because what's going to happen is that outer layer, the roots aren't really going to grow into it right now. But what it's doing is creating a little bit of a buffer between the outside and the roots, and it should help insulate it for the winter. So I see no problem in doing that. I would definitely recommend it for you. What I'd also, I would leave them outside, right? I wouldn't bring them into the garage, but I'd put them in an area that is protected, right? In an area that is going to have a little bit of shelter. And if you can, push leaves into that area to protect the soil, or put mulch around it if you could. One of those things is definitely worth doing to help protect the root system as well. They're evergreen azaleas, right? Not deciduous?
Yes.
All right, so the evergreen, so I would also look at spraying on them like a wilt proof or a wilt stop to hold that moisture in. Because it being out of the ground, it is more likely to dry out a little bit. So I would definitely spray them with wilt proof or wilt stop to keep that moisture in the plant.
Should I be watering them during the course of the winter?
Well, so it depends on the season, right? It depends on if we're getting a very dry season, or if once the ground's frozen, you don't have to worry about it. But if the ground doesn't freeze for a while, you may need to continue to water it until the ground really freezes.
Yeah, but these will be in pots.
Nope, it'd be the same thing, because that ground that they're in, even though it's in a pot, will freeze at some point. When that ground aspect freezes, you don't need to water them for the rest of the winter months.
Okay.
So even if you put them in an area and they're protected with mulch, with leaves, with compost, something around them, they're still going to need moisture. Right? So until the ground freezes.
Right.
And it might take a while for the ground to freeze, but until then, you want to continue to water.
Okay. Thank you for your time and your information.
No problem, Richard. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Tim's in Martha's Vineyard.
Tim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Very good. But I don't know about the... I think they're Concord grapes. Every year, I get a lot of grapes. And right now, they're small and green. And they're not very many of them, but they're small. And I thought they'd be... right by now, they would be bigger and gray-blue color. And I'm just wondering what's happened. Or maybe it's still too early for them to ripen. I'm not sure.
Well, so how have you been fertilizing them? What have you been doing nutrient-wise to help them?
They're not mine. Someone... I told him, why can't you call a Paul Parent show? But I guess they're away or something. So this is secondhand, but they're wondering. I thought you'd ask questions that I cannot answer.
I'm sorry.
No, that's good. But I'm thinking that maybe it had to do with that sudden hard freeze, maybe last winter, where the temperatures were around zero. I don't know.
So it could be, right? There's a couple things that I'm kind of leaning towards for this. There's some sort of nutrient deficiency. There's not enough potassium in it, right?
Yeah, okay.
So not having enough
possibilities.
Yeah, so not enough potassium can cause it to... there can be clusters of grapes, but they're doing two things. One, not ripening on time, or it's uneven ripening, where you're seeing some of them, you know, turn that bluish purple, and some are just staying green.
Yeah, I think there was one that was ripe.
So, you know, there could be a couple things. It's, again, I think the deficiency in nutrients. So nutrients, I think we could look at using an all-purpose in the spring, like a 10-10-10, maybe even something that is just straight potassium would be fine. It also could be stress from either not enough rain, water, or too much water. They kind of look identical. On the vineyard, I don't know how much rain you guys had compared to where we are during the spring, summer. I'd assume you didn't have as much rain as we did.
Mm-hmm. You seem to be sufficient rain, but maybe not.
Well, so where I am, which I'm in Chelmsford, Mass., and just south of the New Hampshire border, the amount of rain that we had was obscene. The water table is very high. For a lot of stuff in our area, some things looked overwatered, right? So that could be part of it. That's why I'm bringing that up. So there is moisture stress, if you will, being in that area, so that could be what it is. It's also, could it have something to do with when it was pruned or if it was pruned, right? So pruning time frame, it could be winter. Part of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
winter.
Well, yeah, so maybe there was... maybe it was over-pruned, but we're looking to prune some of these guys February, March, and sometimes early April, but we're looking at February, March. Sometimes too early, there could be a frost that hits it, and that could cause it to not have as much fruit and have some damage and maybe push it so it flowers and fruits later on. Right, so that could be part of it as well. Those are really some of the main reasons. If you take a look at some of the like diagrams of what to prune and what not to prune online, it's actually, they can do a better justice of what I'm saying, right? Of how much you want to leave on the plant in the early season. Leaving certain canes. We want to make sure that some of the canes are older, not newer for the next season. We want to make sure... Yeah, so, it's just taking care of that aspect at the same time, I think, will have a little bit to do with it, because it can really affect everything on it.
Sure. So, so they should be ripened this time of year.
They should be down there. They should have been really started a little bit more. I wouldn't be surprised. There's still some time down there. You're in on the vineyard. You're more of a zone 7, maybe a little bit higher. So you have some time before it's going to get too cold. Not that it gets extremely freezing cold there, but it still gets cold.
No, it doesn't.
So you still have some time. But in the spring, I would definitely look at fertilizing it, getting it ready for the season with cleaning it up, that type of thing as well. The deficiency might be a potassium deficiency, so look at that as well.
Okay.
If you one thing I just thought of after I stopped talking there was, one thing to really do maybe is get a soil sample to see where you're at for all the nutrients on that plant, or have the people who have the plant, right? Because what that'll do is that'll tell us exactly how much of the fertilizers we're really looking to do specifically for that grape. So that's, you know, that's what you got to look at.
Okay, so if the soil sample says very low in potassium,
then we're looking at adding potassium. It might say we're low in nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. It'll show the other micronutrients that are in there that will help with it. But if it's really low, you know, we need to know that so we can help get the right nutrients to the right place for it. So that's probably one thing I would definitely do now for next year.
Okay. Excellent. Okay.
All right. Have a great one, Tim.
You too.
All right. We'll be back in a few.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC, They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Do you believe we have one call on the line, so we're going to get right into it to finish up the show. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Kurt's in Alstead, New Hampshire.
Kurt, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Probably about 5 years ago, I was listening to your program, and we're talking about getting rid of sumac trees. And one of the things that was said was that to cut a branch and then put something on the branch so it travels down into the root.
Yep.
And gets all the plants. But I can't remember what it was.
Well, so you're looking at using like a total killer. So it would be something along the lines of like a glyphosate product, right? So that could be a Roundup product. Right.
Oh, okay.
Or clean up from bonide. So what it is, so by doing this, what you're doing is you're putting the concentrate right onto the plant, and it's not going to spread to the other surrounding plants around it. It's going to kill that root system that's there. And this is a safer way of using it than just spraying the plant. So
correct.
You're using the paintbrush method, as I call it. So you're using, you know, you get a concentrate versus a ready-to-use or a ready-to-spray bottle, right? So you want to get the concentrate because you don't want it mixed with water because it dilutes it.
Right.
Then you're going to just dip the paintbrush into the concentrate and paint on the fresh cut. You want to cut it. You don't want to cut everything first and then go back and do it. You want to cut a few, paint it on it, let it soak into it, and do the same, you know, just continue that process. Because when you cut something like that, it's trying to absorb water really quick into the root system. And at some point, it just stops trying to do that. And it's a couple hours. It creates like a callus over the top of it, and it won't absorb anything. So that's why you want to do it as soon as possible.
Okay.
Okay, so use that product. You can find it from Bonai. It's called Cleanup. Cleanup High Efficiency. So it'll say Cleanup HE.
Alrighty.
Okay. Awesome.
It's getting very tiresome just pulling them because they just keep coming back.
Yeah, no, it takes a while. Yeah.
It does.
It definitely does. It's not easy. It's one of those things that it can take a good amount of time, because what it also does is once you've done it, you're not seeing all the little shoots that might have been around there. So it's a lot.
Right, I understand. It's just one big root system. Correct.
It really is. Although when you do paint it on, you're not going to kill all the root systems, but you're just going to kill that main one where that stem was.
Okay.
Okay.
So you do it on all of the.
Yes. Cut everything.
Trees.
Yeah, exactly. So cut everything down to the ground that you can, and paint each one of those. You're going to get a better chance of eradicating most of it than if you just did a spray on the top.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Kurt. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. So we got about less than a minute to go, and we'll be back next week. We'll do a full four-hour show again. So hope to have you with us to answer all as many questions as possible as we get timely information as it is necessary. Definitely get out and do some work out in the yard. I got some windows in the office. I just saw the kids are getting out. My kids are getting out to play. So it's nice enough. So definitely get out there, enjoy it while you can. Do a little bit of that cleanup. Clean the leaves. If you're going to use them, don't mow over them. If you're not going to use them for putting around plants, mow them up, put them in a compost pile, get them ready for that. I think this time of year, it's just kind of that waiting game till when that frost really hits. Once that frost hits, you can really be done with a lot of stuff outside. But until then, you got some time. I mean, I'm looking at maple trees in my yard that are still fully green and have no plan on changing colors just yet. So fall is here. Definitely do some cleanups while you can. But that's going to wrap us up for this week. If you have questions next week, we will be here. Until next week, be good to each other. Get out there. Plant something. We'll see you next week.
Spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.